While the House has already passed COOL repeal, it may be a bit tougher in the Senate as the issue pits Ag Chair Pat Roberts, who would like to see it repealed, while top Ag Democrat Debbie Stabenow is for voluntary replacement. But most agriculture groups back repeal, and one reason why is the some $3 billion worth of retaliations and crippling duties even before final arbitration is done. It's estimated some 17,000 U.S. ag-related jobs could be lost. North American Meat Institute's Barry Carpenter had these recent comments.
The law has never been about distinguishing meat products in the market. It's simply a protectionist measure intended to exclude Canadian and Mexican livestock from the U.S. market. It is, and always has been, a non-tariff trade barrier. Anyone ignoring this fact is not a serious participant in this discussion. COOL must be repealed now to bring the U.S. into compliance with its trade obligations and put an end to this protectionist nonsense.
Now, it's unclear how far Chairman Roberts will go in negotiating with Stabenow and others, but he did stress with ag lawmakers the responsibility to avoid retaliation.